Chapter 7. The Second Wish. In the huge new cemetery, some 3 kilometers away, the old couple buried their poor dead son and came back to a house full of darkness and silence. It was all over very quickly. They remained in a state of expectation as though something else would happen. Without thinking, they were hoping that their son Herbert would somehow return home and make them laugh once more with his jokes. But the days passed, and expectation gave way to unhappy acceptance. Sometimes they hardly exchanged a word, for now they had nothing to talk about, and their days were long and tiring. It was about a week after that the old man, waking suddenly in the night, noticed that his wife was not in bed beside him. The room was in darkness, and the sound of quiet weeping came from the window. He raised himself in bed and listened. "Come back," he said lovingly. "You will be cold." "It is colder for my son," said the old woman, still weeping. The sound of her cries died away on his ears. The bed was warm and his eyes heavy with sleep. He fell asleep again and then slept until a sudden loud cry from his wife woke him up.
"The paw!" she cried wildly. "The monkey's paw!"
He started up in surprise. "Where? Where is it? What's the matter?" His wife came across the room toward him.
"I want it," she said firmly. "You've not destroyed it?"
"It's in the living room on the table," he replied, not understanding what his wife was up to.
"Why?"
She cried and laughed at the same time and touched his cheek.
"I only just thought of it," she said, a wild look in her eyes. "Why didn't I think of it before? Why didn't you think of it?"
"Think of what?" he questioned.
"The other 2 wishes," she replied. "We've only had one."
"Was that not enough?" he demanded angrily.
"No," she cried. "We'll have one more. Go down and get it quickly and wish our boy alive again."
The man sat up in bed and pushed the sheets from his shaking body.
"Good God, you are mad!" he cried. "Get it!" she shouted. "Get it quickly and wish! Oh, my boy, my boy!"
Her husband struck a match and lit the candle. "Get back to bed," he said weakly. "You don't know what you are saying."
"We had the first wish granted," said the old woman feverishly. "Why not the second?"
"It was just a coincidence," replied the old man.
"Go and get it and wish,"
cried his wife, shaking with excitement. The old man turned and looked at her. His voice sounded weak as he said, "He has been dead 10 days. And besides, I could not tell you then, but I could only recognize him by his clothing. If he was too terrible for you to see then, how will he look now?"
"Bring him back,"
cried the old woman, and pulled him toward the door.
"Do you think I fear the child I have nursed?"
He went down in the darkness and felt his way to the living room and then to the table. The awful talisman was in its place. A terrible fear took hold of him. Would even the unspoken wish bring his poor dead son back? And before he could escape from the room? As he caught his breath, he found that he could no longer see his way back to the bedroom. Full of fear, he felt his way around the table, up the stairs, and along the wall until his hands landed on the door handle. He found himself in the bedroom by the door. He looked down at the object in his hand and felt sorry he had ignored Sergeant Major Morris's words of advice. His wife's face seemed changed as he entered the room. It was white and expectant. Adding to his fears, her face seemed to have an unnatural look upon it. He was afraid of her.
"Wish!"
she cried in a strong voice.
"It is foolish and wrong," he replied. "Wish!" repeated his wife.
He raised his hand. "I wish my son alive again." The talisman fell to the floor, and he looked at it fearfully. Then he fell into a chair as the old woman, with burning eyes, walked to the window and raised the blind. There she stayed and watched for her son's return.